Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here today with David Chapa, Senior Analyst at the Enterprise Strategy Group, to talk about tape vaulting. Hi, David, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hey, Megan. Thanks a lot for having me.
So, David, my first question is, how frequently do vaulting services pick up? Once a week, once a day? And does it typically cost more to have more frequent pickups?
So the frequency of the pickup really is going to depend on the customer. When I was consulting years back, one of the customers that I was consulting for had a daily pickup. There were some groups within that organization that had a couple of pickups. So they were a little bit more stringent with their data protection policies. And so the vaulting services would be there twice, sometimes three times a day. So based on the frequency of the pickups, it will increase the cost. So you know, it's every time you've got a trip charge, that's going to end up on your invoice.
Okay, so on the flip side of that, if you don't need them to pick up as often, does it cost less?
Typically, yes.
Okay.
There'll be a single trip charge for a pickup and a drop off. Usually, there's an exchange of tapes coming back and tapes going out. And that trip charge is typically fairly consistent from my experience.
Okay. So how are other costs determined by number of tapes stored?
Yes, number of tapes stored. So, back in the day when they would just hang tapes, the nine-track reel-to-reel tapes, they would call that open reel storage. And that language has kind of continued forward. But basically, your cost will be determined on a couple of things. If you're going to have an open reel or open tape storage just on a rack, that's one cost. If you're going to have the tape just remain in the steel gray case that you ship them out of your facility with, that's a different cost. And typically, that's a lesser cost because there's not as much labor involved, obviously. And then there's the recovery cost. So if you need a tape to come back, then the cost could be higher for the offsite vendor, the vaulting vendor, to either open up that steel gray case and pull out the specific tape or bring back the entire steel gray case. Again, it depends on the amount of labor involved and the real estate that you're taking up.
Okay, so how can you make sure you get tapes back in a timely manner? Are SLAs negotiable?
So SLAs can be negotiable, and it's going to be determined based on that trip charge. What I always recommend to customers is determine really what your own SLAs are internally. And when you are declaring a disaster, what is that predetermined time that you need to recover before you will start losing considerable amount of revenue from your core business operations? And then use that number as negotiation point with the vaulting vendors, and then come to a mutual agreement. And so they can be negotiated, but again, when you start looking at vaulting vendors, the challenge is on that trip again, the person that's bringing the cartridges back out to you. Will they be there in time? Will they get stuck in traffic? Will there be other challenges that you didn't take into consideration? So, definitely you can negotiate it, but there's also all those other variables as well.
And what about encryption? Is encryption a must?
So this is something I've been saying for a lot of years, but when data gets legs, it needs to be encrypted. And what I mean by that is when data gets on a removable cartridge and that removable cartridge exits your facility, that's when data gets legs, and that's when it absolutely needs to be encrypted, in my opinion. Now, certainly, there are certain other types of data that may not be as critical, but then I would argue why you're sending that data off-site to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending data off-site and it's going to leave your facility, I strongly suggest that it be encrypted.
Okay. Well, those are all my questions for today, David. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I look forward to the next time we can do this.
Me too. And for more information on tape and tape vaulting, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.